Welcome to another episode of Brentwood Boulevard, where we change communities through communication. For the past 2 days in the news, we have saw news analysts on numerous platforms discussing the tariffs that the United States president has made on China. Now, these amounts accumulate to over $60 billion worth of goods, which has kind of started a trade war between the U.S. and China. And I've saw for the past 2 days where analysts keep breaking this down and, oh, it's going to do this. And they're saying, oh, it's going to hurt us or it's going to benefit the American people. But I took a step back and I'm wondering how this is even going to hurt China. Because 6 months ago, the president of China, President Xi Jinping, announced the One Belt, One Road initiative in China, which is basically really going to benefit China. Part of this plan, they're going to connect a rail system all the way from China to the Middle East to Africa and Europe. So they'll be able to place goods from China and send them all the way through Africa, the Middle East, Europe, and they're also going to set up sea routes for maritime trade that'll span from China throughout nations where they can't get rails, you know, where they won't be able to connect a rail system. So here in the next, say, 5 to 10 years, China is going to be exporting so many goods and saving money by using the rail system, using trains. So I see these analysts on news media talking about, oh, this is really going to hurt China. I'm like, how? So basically what I'm trying to say is don't be believing the hype that they're trying to tell us all the time on the news. A lot of times we believe everything they say, we take it for granted, but we really need to take a step back and just read for ourselves. We get so entertained by videos and reality shows and all this and that, when information's being snuck right in our faces and we don't even pay attention to it because we're so entertained by dumb videos that amount to nothing, when real things are going on and we're not even hip to it. We're not paying attention to it. So every day I see stuff snuck in the Wall Street Journal, the New York Times, and just various other articles. And I'm like, man, this is, you know, but they're not going to tell us that on the news. You know, during slavery, they didn't want slaves to learn how to read because they knew how powerful information was. Well, now I feel like we can read, but we won't because we're just so entertained by, oh, man, you see this online, or you see such and such get knocked out, or this and that. It's, come on, man. It's time to wake up and really start paying attention to what's really going on. One love, Brentwood Boulevard.